Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What do I say? The thing I see is not happening.
You already apologized for that. Fine. You're not apologizing.
you are contacting us a lot of things that you did say, not.
All right.
Hello? Come on. Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. I just want to say that I love you. I think what you're doing is amazing. I agree. I've been listening to, like, your last videos. I agree. I think what he was saying had a lot of truth to it, but he probably added some. That's neither here nor there. At the end of the day, I feel like people really need to wake up to Tasha K because, I mean, just 9 months ago, she had a whole falling out with Lovely T. She had a whole falling out with Slee Ma. She was talking about her children with disabilities and just her child with disabilities. I mean, just so much stuff. So it's like they come over here purposely because I guess you're canceled, which you're really not, because, I mean, you're the fucking queen, so no one can cancel you. But whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like people just really need to wake up to Tasha K, because you said it in your most recent video, like, I don't believe that, if Trey's being honest or not, that this will be her demise. But I most definitely think that when you continue to lie on celebrities, you continue to lie on people, like, at the end of the day, like, you are going to go down, which is sad to say, but I feel like black women just really need to go watch Sweet Moss past videos and other videos of Tasha K being exposed. I also want to say, I don't know if you looked at her Social Blade, but she's, like, the only YouTuber that I ever have seen whose Social Blade is, like, every 2 days or every 3 days is always 1,000. I unsubscribed from her. So I'm like, I know all these people are not adding you and ain't nobody subscribing. So that's all I want to say. Just keep doing you, boo, because you're the shit. So that's it.
Thank you, boo. Thank you. All right, let's get into some more things. 857-4992, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yep, so I just want to say I love you. And so you said that the first caller went and talked behind your back on other platforms. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say that Tasha the Wine Lady probably got to that behind. And they probably do like you a lot and want to be a co-host with you. But I wouldn't want to partner with someone that still has a connection with the Wino Lady, because it seems like they can't be completely honest or the Wino Lady.
So that's what people are saying. People are saying, and this is what a lot of people are saying. People are saying, listen, she might have got to them, and now they're trying to switch their story up, and they're, you know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, these sources persisting. Like, listen, Armand, this shit is not a lie. But I just But I just cannot let, because this other source is anonymous, I cannot let the non-anonymous source be the face when this motherfucker is that messy. You get what I'm saying? If this other source were to come out, then it would be different. However, this one, there's no receipt. There's no credibility there, especially when you're going to platform, and then you're going on to other, like, whenever you go to platforms that don't like me to be messy, I can't fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, I have a zero tolerance with certain people. So if you go and have conversations with platforms that literally lie and allow people to lie on me, you're gone. Like, period. That's for anybody.
Yeah, definitely. Because it seems like they have one foot on your platform, but then also have another foot in your frenemies platform. So the only way you would be able to have a partnership with someone like that as if they could just decide on working with just you. Mm-hmm. But then at that point, they probably wouldn't even have any more information to provide to you, or like any resources or anything like that.
Thank you,
but,
Paula.
No problem. Bye.
Bye. That was so nice. We're not doing any private calls. I'm not trusting any private numbers today. Eight three two 4657. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. This is Tremaine.
Okay.
From the other night, and I really hate to say it like this, and it's coming with love, but Armand, I was the first who even, you know, brought up a red flag about that person. I told you, people like that you cannot trust. You have to watch. And I seen this coming from a mile ahead. He just was not right. And I wasn't able to get through on the call last night. I know you wanted to, I know you didn't want to spend all night on the phone, so on the call, so I understand that. I wanted to say this last night. But it could have been a lot worse. I would say let this be really, you know, just a slap on the wrist that when people claim they're coming to you with a whole bunch of tea and they get that freely and that freely with being messy and just real spiteful, you really need to put your blinders on and put your highlights on, because those are the ones you have to watch out for. Now, I do hear what you're saying as far as, well, maybe not everything she said was a lie, but see, here's what I said the other night, explosions, all right? When you make an explosion, everything comes out. So what I think he was doing, I think he had a whole lot of tea, but then with exposed to whatever tea he had, he was also going to expose himself as something else, someone that's other than genuine or savory. Does that make sense?
Yes. But like I want to say, the only reason why he continued to get through is because if you remember that first night, and that's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. my other source came in and was like, this nigga's not lying, and I believe this person. The only
okay.
reason why.
And I can see how that can be that can be tough, because you're not just torn between the person who you really trust versus this person that you don't really know so much. You know what I'm saying? But that's when, again, people who act like that, you really have to watch it, because it was just, I was just yelling and screaming all over the place when he just kept on saying, well, I have to talk to my paralegal and this, that, and the third. I'm like, well, hold on. You're supposed to have all your stuff in the wrong, and then you're cussing people out that's challenging you. It's like, that's not how that works. Now, I'm not a paralegal. I don't know how everything works, but I do know common sense. And I just know me. If I have tea, it's being spilled, and I'm on all 10 toes about it. And that's just So, yeah, this could have been worse, but thank God it didn't. But like you said, you not trust no more private calls. If they don't have enough grace to use their own number just like we are doing, then they don't need to get through. We ain't got time
Period.
For that.
Period. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, love.
Yeah, listen, we're not playing these games with y'all people. Listen, that's why I just wanted to make it all clear for y'all so y'all actually understood where I was coming from, like to my audience. I pride myself on, you know, like some platforms, they have to have receipts all the time because they have a history of lying and, you know, and fabricating stories. I don't lie. You know what I'm saying? So I like to try to at least, if I'm telling you something, I want you to feel like, okay, Armand did not make this up. And so if I allowed that to go slip by and then people were like, well, you know, you conspired this because so many people are wanting to believe these things. And a good friend of mine told me today, was like, Armand, listen, you are who you are. It comes with the territory. People are going to use your name for clicks and views all the time now. You cannot go battle everybody. So you're right. So I can't defend myself against everybody on YouTube that's going to make a video about me. I understand. But with that, I just want to make sure, listen, this was not about me to tear Tasha down. This was because I don't give a damn about her that much. It was more so, bitch, if it's some information coinciding with what we're talking about, which is the celebrity lawsuit, then let's get into it. And then it just kind of spiraled into a little bit of a mixture between lies, deception, truth, and maybe some behind-the-scenes shit. I don't know. However, I just want to make sure that the viewers know, listen, if I tell y'all something, I believe that it's true. If I tell you, listen, this is what it is, I'm not lying to you. But if it's wrong, I want you to trust and tell you, listen, I found out that it was wrong. because all the time it's not going to be easy to come up with receipts all the time. Everything is not there's not a receipt on everything. So sometimes you have to build credibility in yourself and your platform so people will trust you. And so for me to say, hey, this guy, you know, for me to take a mini L on this caller, it shows you that, listen, I'm willing to let you know, listen, that nigga was a little faulty. However, there's some of that shit that nigga saying is true. Now, I don't know if Tasha really got to him and made him switch up his tune, but I'm not digging that far into it, because if she did, well played. However, girl, you know what's true and you know what's not, and you know what I know. Now, I'm still getting in that ass. It's not an excuse. I'm still talking about her. I'm still getting in her ass, especially with this lawsuit. I'm covering it. Anything else I feel like covering, I will do it. But this man was getting up there, you know, discussing her kids and stuff like that. I didn't really like, you know. So I just wanted to clear that up. All right.
214-7534. Hello,
Amon. Hey, what's going on? Yes.
Hey, nothing much. I just wanted to call and give me my input. Now, I witnessed the whole show from the first one, the second one, the 18-minute one. Nothing was done intentionally. It kind of drifted into it. The trade dude, I do believe that it's something to that, because I went in, I didn't watch the whole show, but I did watch a little clip of the Tasha K's show that she put on, like, right after you posted, just like you said she would, and her energy was off. Like, it was,
yeah.
It's something. She wasn't, it's something. So you owned the right road, but the Trey dude, not being able to give no receipts and things, I believe Trey. I'm sorry. I believe him, because I know I have a whole bunch of girlfriends, if I say
what the reason,
so.
You know,
and,
why
you know,
the reason why his credibility, you know, even if he's telling the truth, I can't take him here, because
yeah.
He moves too dirty. He's too messy. He moves too dirty.
Yeah.
You know, he's been moving dirty ever since. Remember, he lied. First of all, this is the same caller, and I have to think about this. This is the same caller that had us believing that he was a female for months. The same caller that tried to lie to me when they were calling into Kaya's show being messy, but they was on Kaya's show. Then I just, now you calling into another show just being messy. So it's just like, even if you telling the truth, you way too messy. And then now you lying on me.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
Nigga, now you lying, now you lying on me. So now we don't have, like, it's a different, cause, like, I know you lying on me because I'm me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I know I don't talk to you.
Right.
So now you lying on me. So now you're done.
Yeah, he's done. He did, but he served his purpose, though, and it was very, 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 very entertaining. I enjoyed it. I just liked the way it did. It couldn't have been planned, because I saw the whole thing. It was drifted
right.
into. We weren't talking about that. He just popped up out the blue. But, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways, and that's where you will come to you. And I can tell you from my empathic ability, something is up with that story. Tasha K is not right. She not posting where she usually posts. She all the way over on Twitter talking about checking bloggers. You ain't check nobody, boo. Who you check, boo?
I'm
you
telling
ain't check
you.
Nobody.
I'm
it's
telling
just
you.
Something she
Let me
moving
tell you something.
Cleanly.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Hello? Somebody call 911.
I believe some
because
of it. However, I apologize to her because that fool was the face of the story, and I wish I would have had a different source publicly
right.
outside of him.
And you would have if you would have had time to plan it and get your research in and get your ducks in a row, but it just popped up. So, you know, you just went with the flow. We all on tequila and we having a good time. And it's, you
mm-hmm.
know, after midnight in Texas, you know, we just going with the flow. So I don't feel like you did anything wrong necessarily. It was the dude, Trey. Everybody turned up. We having a good time, you know, but it's something. You're right. You believe your intuition. You stay with that because you're right. When you rock, you make her move. If you're not bothered,
I told you that. That's how I know
mama.
That there's some truth to it, because when I say step, I make her post. I make her move. I make her react as much as she doesn't watch.
You're absolutely right. She gonna react. She gonna say something. Now, if this is absolutely completely untrue, then unbothered,
she wouldn't be respond. She wouldn't say anything.
You wouldn't say anything. You wouldn't say if it was a lie. You wouldn't say it was true. You wouldn't be digging up old pictures of you and your husband. You wouldn't be posting on a foreign social media site. Who goes to Twitter? Come on now, let's get with the YouTube. You know. But if you really want to do something, you can call in and defend yourself if you really want to, because you're watching. So you stay on point. I'm, you know, your followers got your back. I've been here from day one. I've been back from a long time. So I'm sitting here just watching it. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to come to the surface. So, you know, no harm on your – I know your platform is you know, solid. You got to defend your platform. But I don't see it's your platform's fault that Trey got on there and acted a fool like he did. I don't, you know, but
I just want to make sure, you know what, because I allowed him up here, I got to make sure, because the thing is this, the only reason why I'm really clearing it, because he's saying that we work together and I was grooming him and I was training him. No, motherfucker, like, that's where it stopped. This is why, again, I said I'm not working with any more YouTubers or anybody who on YouTube, because then they go and start doing that messy shit. Like, I've never worked with you. Never.
Yeah, but he stated several times that he does not know you. He stated that on the both lives. Every time he got on the phone, I do not know Armand. I do not know this man. So there you go. You clear. He stated out his own mouth. He don't know you. Now you can't go back and take it back. Now you mad because he won't let you just run your mouth because you ain't producing no receipts.
Mm-hmm.
So he said it himself. You don't know me. So how you going to know me now? So, you know, he making himself look like a fool. But you, baby, you keep doing what you doing. You solid. You hear me? But it's something going on with that. Y'all ain't off. You ain't off point. Your intuition is right. I looked at her. She looking at funny. She ain't, no, her energy ain't right. What's wrong with you, boo?
Something is going on.
So,
but thank you.
Yeah, it is. You welcome, baby. I'm going to let you get to another caller. Keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
203-8223, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how are you?
Good, how are you? What you making this whole thing?
First of all, I just want to say, please, please keep a smile on your face. Do not take this as no hit. Okay, everybody, all your fans, everybody, family was telling you exactly what you were already thinking. You make great and wonderful decisions for yourself, but you do not need to get the, you know, just get the right things from other people. You already knew. So that's why you cannot be blamed.
Yeah.
I knew she wasn't good from the start, when, especially when she said something about the husband. Is there some truth in it? I believe it is some truth in it, because like you said, every time you said something, she would react to it. You can't get a reaction out of somebody if it ain't anything. You
right.
Feel me? So at the same time, she was posting. So there is, but unfortunately, the person that you had wasn't nothing. And I don't want you to feel no type of way. You sound really down. You are always upbeat. You keep me upbeat.
Oh,
I don't
No, okay. Let me tell you why I sound really down. Oh, no. I'm tired. I woke up at like 6 something in the morning.
Okay.
I had to go try to get my Sorry,
okay,
no,
good, because I don't,
no,
I
no,
do
no,
not
bro.
Want that person.
I had an early day today. Oh, no, I had an early
I do
day
not
day.
Want that person to even get you down whatsoever. Like, you're not credible. You always tell the truth. You're always on point. You could see that across the board. People was calling it and was telling you, it's not right. It's not right. But if you have somebody who's behind the scenes who's producing receipts to you and who's telling you the truth, then you need to go with that person. But that person that called you, I don't even know. No.
And here's the thing, I'm not really taking no L, because most people are like, most people still believe that this person, like a lot of people behind the scenes believe this person. I'll tell you is what people feel is though that Tasha K got to this person and had a conversation and was like, you know, either shut up or do this or do that or, you know, something like that. I feel like
exactly.
that could be a little bit true. But I also
yes.
feel like, I don't
yes.
know, my spirit, I get that this man is like a little bit of a, like a, you know, like a catfisher. You know how they do on catfish? Like
yes.
they're not really that attractive.
Exactly.
They're kind of bored, so they get a kick
exactly.
out of just being messy. So it's just like, you know, they might have a little bit of truth to it, but at the same time, this dude
okay.
is just being
so
messy.
You already know that. You telling me. You already know that. So
you
don't
know that.
this person, you like you already knew that that person was not credible for you. Like you already knew because you were like telling that person, okay, well, you know, they were trying to get on your platform. Well, I don't know, like, if they was really trying to get with you, you know, saying on your platform, but at the same time, you was like, oh, well, I have to fill you out. Like, you have to show your loyalty. And evidently, that person didn't show their loyalty. They couldn't even send you no evidence, no nothing. But
right.
I do believe that there is truth in exactly what, you know, he was trying to say and everything. So, but it's just, it was just too much. Like I said, the first thing that threw me off was like, oh, when I, you know, say, just I don't want to, you know, disrespect your platform, but when I did something to her husband, like, I'm like, wait a minute,
yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. This don't make
well,
no
that's
sense.
What I thought it would get a little
like,
gas
what are you
up.
Doing? Yes, like throwing that in, and even, you know, it's like, wait a minute, what?
I'll tell you what they're okay. Defending. The truth part is that, and which, but okay, let's just think about this for a second. Let's think about this.
Uh huh.
This is where I'm telling you where I do believe the truth. I don't feel like she moved because she was threatened, because the way that she moved way too quick.
Exactly.
You don't get up and
there you
move
go.
That fast. So
there
she
you
was
go.
Already in the process of moving out
mm-hmm.
of that house to her new house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
why she kept saying, there's no lawsuit. There is no lawsuit. I've not been served. Well, girl, you had been moved and they could not find you. But then they finally
exactly.
found her address. And remember, the process server walked up to her and TMZ got the audio and she was saying she
absolutely.
Would blow their head off. So
absolutely.
Gets,
so I do believe that part is true.
With that house, the previous house. She didn't just get
absolutely.
Threatened by Cardi being moved. And so that's what the second
yeah.
source confirmed. Like, no, there's some shit going on with that house on why she moved. But it don't take rocket science to understand. Girl, you just
mm-hmm.
don't. Sell a house, pack up a whole big ass house and a family, and buy a house and clothes, escrow, and all that shit, and just be done move. Like, no, you was
no.
already planning on moving, but however,
mm-hmm.
you wrapped it up with the lawsuit, and it was just convenient that you're going through a lawsuit at the same time. It's not rocket science with that. So,
absolutely,
there's something to that move. Now, as far
absolutely.
As the baby
and
on
I
the
do
side,
agree.
I don't know,
yeah.
but the lesbian best friend I know to be a fact. Because that person sent me that photo and circled
that
the best friend
I believe.
And told us who the best friend was right there. Like I didn't show who the best friend was. Trust me.
And that
so
brought
that
out a reaction because
if that wasn't
the truth, it wouldn't have brought that out. Mm-hmm.
And if you go look down Tasha's page, that lady is sitting with a white man. So that's a fact.
Oh. Okay. Now. So then, now you know. You know. You better put a smile on that
but
face. You better get rid of the wood. That last source. Oh, absolutely not. That last source, come on now. Everybody was calling and everybody was telling you, no, you know what? And then they was defending themselves. Oh, getting mad and huffing about. Like, no, not even. If you can't send the receipts to even you, and we know that you're not going to expose this person if they say, I don't want to expose. Okay. They didn't even know that
right.
we trusted you. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, like, if you can show the receipts, then you can prove your case, and then you don't have to be worried about anybody coming at you. You couldn't handle that. You couldn't handle that. Mind you, good.
Yes.
You good.
Thank
and
you,
And I'm going to continue to keep calling in and
All
watching.
Right, thank you. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, so if y'all really go do the history on that page, you know, they said, yeah, that she is with the white husband, and she definitely has that white husband, the best friend. So... That's very true. Now, and the reason why she got the white husband allegedly is to have mixed babies. That let's just get on that for a second. I'm not talking about that lady specifically, but that wouldn't be the first time I've ever heard that. Black men do that all the time when they get white women and Hispanic women and things like that. Black women do it too. I know a black woman who has done that. So that's not too far-fetched. Okay. All right, so I just want to kind of get into some things with that. So that's that on that for the most part. We'll take a couple more, but really that's it. Yeah, and we are blocking today because I just don't have time. I'm literally tired. Like, honestly, I have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and stand in a 2-hour, 3-hour line. Ugh. And I went out last night, so I'm tired, y'all. Y'all know I don't really be on Saturdays. However, I just want to nip this shit in the bud. Like, yo, I don't know that nigga. Let's not even do that. Let's not even start those narratives, please. All right. That's basically what I wanted to do. 757-5081, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, this is Brooke from VA.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to make a comment on the Trey situation. I just wanted to say I had a bad vibe from him since you first kind of like talked to him on your live and really started building a friendship with Trey. I felt like Trey was always fake, and he did stuff just to try to get attention from you especially. He would always come on the live and argue with people or call people fake-ass bees and all this stuff. But he would do it for attention to try to get clout views and all that. And then the part that got me was, how is you going to say you a woman and then you turn out a man? Like, what?
Right.
No.
So,
and
that's what I'm saying.
I just feel like that's why I keep my circle so small, because there's so many fake people in this world, and they'll act like they're your friend, but they'll turn against you. They'll be so quick to go on somebody else's live and talk about you or act like they're your friend when really they hate you and they want to be like you, in a sense.
Right.
And I just feel like I'm sure you really don't care anyway because you got other fans and stuff like that, but it's just a simple fact of him, you know, lying all the time and being a compulsive liar. And I feel like, well, he sound ugly, so I really feel like you should expose him because he sound ugly as fuck.
Well, the
I
reason
just
why I'm
say
not
going to
expose him because he's looking for clout. That's why I've never shared him on my page. I've never followed him. You can listen. I might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I know when somebody is chasing clout. This is the moment you got. This moment, but this is the only moment you'll get. You get what I'm saying? And
I do.
Once this is done, that's that on that.
I definitely agree with what you're saying. I just feel like it's kind of messed up because he probably don't even know Tasha K. And then for him to make up that story, saying like she had goons chasing him and stuff, and then he was fake crying on the phone and all that stuff. And the fact that he didn't even send you any proof, that tells me right there it's not true. Because I know if I won't lie in, I'll be the first one to send you proof, period. That's
well,
just how I feel.
The issue was once he started lying on me, then I was like, okay, I don't believe anything you're saying now because you lying on me.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be his number one YouTuber or whatever the hell he said. He must not really even like you to do that, to lie on live, trying to get views and stuff like that, trying to entertain people and stuff. He's just getting up there trying to do what you do. That's all
right.
It is. And who knows? He probably wanted to build his own YouTube channel and stuff.
Right, but you're not going to do it off the backs of me. So, and we've given him way too much time. So, you know what? Let's move on. But thank you so much.
Okay, can I say one more thing?
What you finna say?
I just want to say I emailed you, and I just want to say I watch you a lot. I take care of my grandparents, and my grandma loves you. She's suffering with stage 3 throat cancer, and I just want to say that we love you and keep doing everything that you do.
Thank you so much. Tell your grandma I said I love her too.
I will, and I am becoming a member starting today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love you, Armand. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Speaking of that, while we're on this moment, I don't know if I'm over speaking, but I did have a person come to me and say that they might want to sponsor or help out a family in need. So if I got to see how that works. they emailed me. I told them they kind of want to remain anonymous still. So if, in fact, they still want to do so, I'm going to figure out a plan to do it, because I'm not just about to just be giving niggas, random niggas, money. So we're going to have to figure out what family that we are going to have to sponsor. Okay. But I got to see if this person is, if they really want to do it still. So I'll let you guys know, keep you guys updated. Okay. All right, y'all. So I'm getting up out of here. Like, y'all know I don't even come on Saturday. So I guess the moral of the story is this. Tasha K, I'm still keeping my foot on your neck. You know, my bad for the fool coming on here, because I didn't like how he was kind of disrespect her kids. Now, if you played me, then, girl, you got a little bit. However, you know that I know that some of this is the truth. So, I'm coming for you, bitch. That just wasn't the right source. But you know that I know. So outside of that, I hope y'all motherfuckers have a good Saturday. Oh, everybody asked, how do you become a member? Please post the member link in here so people can become members. Yes, 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 become a member. If you would like to become a member, we do our members only live. Our last members only live was lit. It was like a public members only. I don't know why that is doing that. Make sure y'all stream my song too. Remind you on all streaming platforms, okay? While we're here. You know, and the link is in the bio. If you want to hear my record, remind you. It's a bop. Stream that. If I get a little energy, we might go to the Tarot Lounge today. Other than that, we out, y'all. She should be on Alexa's show.